Chapter number 4, heading The Gnani Purush's Awareness. The audiobook of the abridged version of the book of Pratikraman by Gnani Purush Dadashri, edited and compiled by Pujya Dr. Niruben Amin. Everyone in this world is faultless, and yet look how my speech comes out sometimes. When I have seen everyone as faultless and flawless, I view no one as being at fault whatsoever. So how can I speak in this manner? Is it necessary for me to speak this way? I should not speak this way about anyone, and that is why I do pratikraman immediately after I say it. This is because I fall short by 4 degrees. 360 degree vision and awareness of enlightenment, knowledge, 360 degrees is absolute enlightenment, and Dadashri, the Gnani Purush, is at 356 degrees as he is uttering these words when they were uttered. And so he says, I fall short by 4 degrees, and therefore I must do pratikraman. Although I am using these rather deliberate stern words, according to the unfolding of nature, this is an error, and therefore I make the one who has done the atikraman, the aggression, Ambalal, A.M. Patel, do pratikraman. Each mistake has its pratikraman. My intention, however, is not to hurt anyone. I cannot say that it is not so when it is, and vice versa, which is why some people feel hurt by what I say. If I say something exists when it does not, you will be deluded. And if I say it like it is, people question my saying it. For all this, I have to do pratikraman, because no matter what, one should not hurt anyone. No one must be hurt. If someone believed that there was a ghost in this banyan tree, and if I told him that no such thing existed, I may hurt his feelings by disagreeing with him. So I must do pratikraman. I always have to. Questioner. If someone misrepresents something, what should we do? Dadashri. All these so-called truths that you come across are relative truths. They are false. They may be right according to the way of the world, but from the real viewpoint, they are all wrong. Pratikraman must be done for each and every viewpoint. You must do pratikraman for saying, I am a spiritual teacher, because this is a wrong belief. In reality, you are the pure self. All other beliefs are wrong beliefs. Do you understand this? On page 17, the questioner replies, yes, I do indeed. Dadashri, everything is false. Because people lack understanding, they proclaim that they are telling the truth. If it were indeed the truth, it would not offend anyone. The instant I utter a word, I am simultaneously doing pratikraman with fervor. Questioner asks, but when you tell the truth about something, then why is it necessary to do pratikraman? Dadashri, no, I still have to do pratikraman. Why did I see someone's fault? Why did I see his faults even though he is faultless? Why did I criticize him despite this? Any truth that hurts others is not considered truth and must not be uttered. If uttered, this truth becomes a fault. It becomes a mistake. It represents violence. The way to liberation is through alochana, pratikraman, and pratyakhyan. Why do our Mahatmas, people who have realized the self in Akram, What do they do? They do alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan throughout the day. If you were to ask them to do rituals and practice austerities such as fasting and penance, they will tell you that they have no need for such austerities because they have no worries and they are content. They remain constantly at peace with themselves and they are free from all woes and anxieties, undeterred by the external world. So why would they want to complicate their lives by introducing chaos in the form of fasting, etc.? People who are confused do all these complicated penances and other rituals. People who do rituals enjoy doing them and need to do them. That is why I say that penance is for those who derive pleasure from it. Those who have a passion for the worldly life should do penance. Questioner asks, people believe that in doing penance, tapa, karma are actually being dispelled. Are dispelled in penance. That is their belief, Dada. Dada Shri replies on page 18, that will never happen. Which penance brings about a discharge of karma? Which kind of tap brings about a discharge of karma? It is not the penance that is visible to the eye, and it is not the penance that is heard by the ears. That is all external penance. Only the internal penance, antar tap, can lead to discharge of karmas. That is the kind of penance these Mahatmas quote-unquote do. Any penance, any tap which is visible to others will result in punyai, binding merit karma. The penance, the tapa, which remains unseen and invisible, will lead to liberation. These sadhavijis, they are the Jain nuns, know that they experience internal kashais, anger, pride, illusionary attachment, deception and greed throughout their day. So what should they do? Every evening they should mentally recall the day's events during which they experienced even the slightest negative internal feeling towards anyone else. And for each and every incident where such a feeling arose, they must do pratikraman and pratyakhyan for 48 minutes. If they do this, then they are indeed on the path of liberation. The poor ladies, they do not do any such thing. So what can one do? If they were to understand the path to moksha, they would be on it. But first of all, they do not even understand it. Questioner, until they can confess and repent on a one-on-one individual direct basis, they will still harbor a grudge from within. So do they need to ask for forgiveness and confession in person? Dada Shri, there is no need to ask for forgiveness directly from the person with whom the fault has been committed. The Lord has forbidden this. You can only ask someone's forgiveness directly if that person is well-meaning and noble. However, if you attempt to do this with a weak person, somebody who is spiritually weak, who still has his inner kashais, he will only throw it back on your face. The weak person will become weaker. The entire world is weak. And unless the person whose forgiveness you seek is good-natured and who is strong internally, you must not apologize to him personally or directly. A weak person will always retaliate by saying, "See, I knew all along what you were doing, but you did not understand. Now you realize what you're doing. So now you know what you were doing. Now you realize you were wrong." The foolish man, he does not realize that he is the one who is at fault and that he is the wretched one in need of improvement. top of page 19 here on the audiobook of Pratikraman by Gnani Purush Dadashri. The path to liberation does not have any rituals. Rituals, kriya, are only present in the worldly life. The worldly life is for those who want material and physical comforts. The worldly life is otherwise known as sansar. For them, rituals are appropriate. However, they are not needed for liberation or moksha. What is the path of liberation? What is moksha marga? It is alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan. Recall of mistakes, repentance of mistakes and resolution never to repeat the mistakes. These will fuel your vehicle en route to moksha. This way to moksha, the way to moksha is through these. No other rituals are needed or necessary. This is what I myself have done for countless lives. For so many lives I have done alochana, pratikraman, pratyakhyan, and my efforts have brought me thus far. There are two religious doctrines. One is not to engage in any kashais, anger, pride, greed, illusionary conduct, deceit. And the other is to do pratikraman. If kashais occur as a result of your past karma, you must do pratikraman. That is dharma. That is called relative religion and nothing else. Unfortunately, it is precisely these two things that people have eliminated from religion. If you say something hurtful to anyone, you must do pratikraman. He, in turn, must do pratikraman also. What pratikraman should he do? His pratikraman should be, I must have erred, created an error somewhere in the past, which is why this person has been given the occasion to insult me. He must do pratikraman for his life's karma, previous life's karma, and you must do pratikraman for the present. Only through such pratikraman, being done at least 500 times a day, can one attain liberation. It will be enough to do just this and nothing more. You need not seek any other religion. I am giving you my guarantee and am blessing you for liberation, moksha. I will be with you the entire way, giving you my full support. All that is required of you is your readiness. If you were to apply any of this in your daily life, it would be enough.